This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's army on Thursday said it received a rocket warning in the north of the country, the first time sirens have been heard there since conflict between Israel and Palestinians flared up again earlier this week. It's a sign the long-running Middle East situation may be worsening. The army says approximately 1,500 rockets fired from Gaza by Hamas militants since Monday had so far set off warnings in southern and central Israel, but not the north until Thursday. The army claims 7 people in Israel have been killed by the onslaught, including a 6-year-old and a soldier. The Palestinian Health Ministry says the death toll from the violence in the territory since Monday has risen to 67, with 388 injured. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he spoke with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas late Wednesday, urging an end to rocket attacks fired from Gaza by Hamas militants. Blinken said earlier Wednesday a U.S. envoy would travel to the Middle East to seek to calm tensions. The top diplomat also spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and pushed for both sides to de-escalate. The European Union's executive branch on Wednesday called on countries of the bloc to temporarily halt non-essential travel from India to limit the spread of a COVID-19 variant. The European Commission last week proposed EU's 27 member states ease travel restrictions soon to allow more foreign travelers to enter the bloc, while keeping the option to quickly restrict travels from countries where the health situation deteriorates sharply, just like in India. Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The International Olympic Committee on Wednesday downplayed concerns over Japanese public opinion, calling for the Tokyo Olympics to be canceled amid a state of emergency to curb surging COVID-19 cases. An IOC spokesman says the games can go ahead and will go ahead, saying a large and growing number of participants will be vaccinated before arriving at the athlete village in Tokyo. The IOC has struck deals to buy Chinese vaccines and receive donations of doses from Pfizer to give to Olympic teams worldwide. But polling in Japan suggests people there want the July 23rd to August 8th Olympics to be canceled, having already been postponed by 1 year. IOC President Thomas Bach's planned visit to Japan next week was called off Monday after states of emergency in Tokyo and other regions were extended through May. A 3-day ceasefire agreed by the Taliban and Afghan forces begins on Thursday after weeks of intense clashes throughout Afghanistan. The truce marks a Muslim holiday at the end of the fasting month of Ramadan. Violence has intensified in the country since Washington missed a May 1st deadline, agreed with the Taliban last year to withdraw all of its troops. It'll be only the fourth pause in fighting in the nearly 20 years of conflict. Tens of thousands of Afghans have been killed and millions have been displaced by the conflict, which has seen a resurgent Taliban take hold of large parts of the country. The United States Republican Political Party ousted a female lawmaker from her leadership role on Wednesday over her criticism of former President Donald Trump. Representative Liz Cheney has refused to embrace Trump's false claim the 2020 election was stolen from him. Cheney is the daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, and she remains a member of U.S. Congress. She says she will continue fighting against Trump's spread of voter fraud falsehoods. And the U.S.'s largest pipeline is restarting 6 days after a ransomware attack prompted it to shut down the line, triggering fuel shortages and panic buying in the southeastern United States. Colonial Pipeline said on Wednesday it will take several days for the fuel delivery supply chain to return to normal. Colonial halted 2.5 million barrels per day of shipments of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel last Friday after the most disruptive cyber attack ever on U.S. energy infrastructure, blamed on a Russian hacking group. The pipeline stretches nearly 9,000 kilometers from U.S. oil refineries through southeast states. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.